time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I've been telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on in to Wednesday, January 17th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to give a shout out to Miss Sherry. Safe travels out there this morning. She's heading into Gaylord. Wanted to have breakfast this morning at the Iron Pig at 9 o'clock when they open. And I went, they're on their winter hours. They don't open until 11. So she had to scramble and find some other place to have breakfast this morning. Safe travels to you. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. We are going to have a great show. Lots of information, lots of inside information as to what's going on with the Michigan Republican Party. I know for many of you, you don't really care about party politics, or maybe perhaps you're a Democrat, Libertarian. Like, Trucker, why do you keep talking about the Michigan Republican Party when you claim not to be a Republican? Well, it's very simple. I'm a constitutional conservative. So which party do you think I more closely align with compared to the Democrat Party, especially the Michigan Democratic Party? We the people, very simply, is a situation where we are fed up with both parties. We the people became precinct delegates. We organized. We took over county parties within the Republican Party. We sent our delegates to the state convention. Our delegates elected Christina Caramo. Now I'm being told that a lawsuit is forthcoming from the establishment folks. And they claim, they predict, that when the case is laid out in front of a judge, the judge is going to rule to throw Christina Caramo out as chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Very interesting. So, we're going to see where this goes. We're going to follow it. We're going to talk about it later in the show. But coming up in the next segment, Dr. Jeff, Ask the Vet, is in the house. And with this cold weather and changes as far as being able to walk your dog, what kind of food to feed. And also, we're going to talk about Canada. Very interesting dynamic happening at the Sioux Animal Hospital as a relationship to this show. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting. So if you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, Ask the Vet, text them to me, 231-360-5140. store that phone number in your phone. Trucker Randy, 231-360-5140. If you have any questions about filing to be on the ballot this August 6th primary, if you want more information about being a precinct delegate, maybe you've listened to the show long enough and you've decided, hey, it's time that I start advertising my business. Get some loyal radio family people to come to your business. Give me a call. Give me absolutely a text anytime after 12 noon. Dr. Jeff in the house in the next segment. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on Wednesdays in the first hour is always Dr. Jeff of Sioux Animal Hospital up there in cold, 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 bitter cold Sioux St. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, I wanted to get right off the bat a text message. Longtime friend, Christian Marcus over here in Antrim County, former county commissioner, part of the 1st Congressional District Executive Committee. But it has to do with his 7-year-old cat. She's grown up from being a kitten in the presence of dogs and now mimics some of the same habits of the dog. But lately, I think she's starting to mark areas of my house, and I don't know what to do. She's basically an indoor cat that does go outside to use the bathroom normally, but does also use the litter box as well, especially when it starts getting cold. But what the heck can he do? Because he thinks the cat's now going around marking maybe over top of the dog scent. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But what is it he could possibly do for that situation?
Well, the first thing you need to do, and also we can go with here, there is a difference between a cat marking, urinary marking, and then peeing on the floor, okay?
Okay.
And when cats mark, like male cats, it will be on a vertical surface. So they'll back up. People have probably seen male cats do this. It's typically male cats that do this, but a lot of people don't know, as we're finding out, male or female cats will also spray too. Okay. They'll back up, lift the tail, shake the tail, and you know, and a little bit will be on a vertical surface.
Okay.
If you're finding it on the floor where it looks like they urinated, then that's more, it would make me think more of a medical issue or something like that. So the
urinary tract infection or something along those lines.
First thing to do is to eliminate medical causes. So are we, do we have a bladder stone? Do we have a bladder, you know, urinary tract infection? That's when I have animals come in, that's the first thing we do. Okay. Make sure we're not fighting something like that.
Sure.
Now that's, oh, go ahead.
When that is ruled out, we don't have an infection, there's not a stone, something like that. Is this cat being around a dog her entire life? Is she basically, like he says, mimicking the dog? Is that something that cats can actually learn to do?
Well, yeah, if you have a cat. Now, I don't think this problem is her mimicking the dog. I think this is completely separate, but we do have a cat that we have in my house that we got as, I mean, literally the thing was 7 days old when they got brought in.
Yeah.
It was the sole survivor of the litter. I guess the guy's Chihuahua got into the litter and the other four didn't make it. Comes in rushing with this one. So we wound, he didn't, you know, didn't have any money. So we just kept it. So now it's at my house. But this, you want to talk about a cat that's literally grown up with three huge German shepherds. And between looking at her, between the other cats that we adopted as older animals, she does a lot more dog-like in her behavior. So yeah, cats will do that and they'll learn by, and the converse happens too. I've seen people with puppies that have been, then typically get a puppy and have a bunch of cats. And so the dog's raised with cats and then the dog will start having, you know, a little bit more cat-like behavior.
Gotcha. Well, one of the things that's interesting that I've always seen where, you know, dogs and cats will cuddle each other, especially in the wintertime.
Oh yeah.
Our daughter sent us a picture just last night down in Royal Oak, Michigan. It's kind of bitter cold down there in Oakland County, southeastern Michigan. And there they are, you know, cuddling right up against one another. What is the old saying? When dogs and cats are sleeping together or something like that.
Yep.
But, you know, one of the things that's interesting is the weather and how bitter cold it is outside. What happens if a indoor cat who's accustomed to going outside to do the business refuses to go outside because it's so cold? Are they automatically somewhat instinctively trained to then use the litter box?
Yeah, cats do have an instinct to want to relieve themselves in that loose soil kind of thing. So,
gotcha.
You know, but yeah, if you've got a cat that normally goes outside, but he says that she uses litter box too. So yeah, we have cats that are like that. We don't have any outdoor cats right now, namely because where we live, we have wolves and coyotes and eagles and, you know, everything like that.
Right.
But yeah, cats will go back and forth.
Okay. He came back. He says to clarify, right now it's only a smell at this point, hasn't found any actual wet spots yet.
Yep.
So does that say it's probably not a medical condition?
No, you still got a first
something's
thing to do,
going on.
Yep, something's going on. Look for the easy answer first because a UTI is the first easy answer. One thing you can do is you can do the old CSI trick, go get a black light, Any of us remember the old Blacklight posters from back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The old Velvet Elvis. And
yeah. yeah. Oh, buddy, you're showing your age, man. You got to stop talking like that.
But you can take it, and you take these ultraviolet little flashlights, and you can shine them around, and it will, the urine will glow. Now, if you have young sons, I do not recommend doing this in the bathroom.
Okay.
So, because I did that one time. We were, same thing at the house. I got two kids, two sons, two boys. And yeah. I go to the bathroom, and I look, and like, holy crap. Like, how'd you pee on the ceiling? You know?
So the urine will actually glow with the black light?
Yeah. Yep. That whole CSI thing is a real thing. Yep.
That is for sure. Okay. Oh. It's a real thing. Well, yeah. I'll definitely mention it to Dad. He's out on the road. So.
Yeah. I got a little quick aside on this. I used to work a lot with the police departments when I worked at Battle Creek. Anybody else here listening? So I got they had some expired luminol, okay? And this is the crap you mix up and you spray, and it makes bloodstains glow.
Yeah.
So I got one of the detectives had some they're going to throw away. He's like, well, here you go. Took it. And he would use it for blood trailing deer. So, like, if we got a deer that wasn't
stuck,
well, and you didn't have you could just walk through the woods at night, and it was cool. You could just follow the little dots, like, oh, there it is, and we found it. So,
wow. And what type of light was that?
That is called luminol. And what you do is you put it's a little tablet, you throw it in like distilled water, you shake it up like in a spray bottle.
Oh, okay.
And you spray it, and it reacts. I don't remember the exact chemical reaction, but anyway, it reacts with the hemoglobin, and it makes it glow in the dark.
Okay, so you didn't have to use the light to shine on the spray. The spray itself does it.
Yep. That's if you find luminol. You can also use these special lights, though, too, and we can talk about this next fall when we get closer and how to, you know, trail deer. You know, because of the, you know, some of the physiology of the blood and things like that. So, and then how to tell where you've hit the deer.
Yeah,
whatever. So,
well, it's funny you mention that because my brother-in-law, John Kovarik, he lives up in Negaunee, and we hunt up there years ago. I went for a few seasons, got a buck every year, and sure enough, you know, starting to get dark out and getting ready to pack it up and go home, and of course, this beautiful buck walks right like within 50 feet of me. And I thought I hit the heart. I thought I nailed it. I thought it was going to be a fallover shot. And that darn son of a gun took off running.
Yep.
And here comes John. He heard the shot, and he was coming to get me anyway. We're packing up and getting ready to, you know, walk back to camp. And he's like, I got this. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, watch me. So he goes over where the shot was made, and we saw, you know, a little bit of, you know, quite a bit of blood actually in this one spot. But he goes, what direction? And I went that way. And I that's all I did was point. With his little flashlight, he's down, you know, on his bending over and looking, and oh, here's a spot. Oh, here's a spot. You know, and you know, he's kind of getting a trend line then of kind of seeing where the deer ran. And sure enough, probably, I'm going to say 50, 60, 80 yards up, you know, there he was laying over on his side. And it was like, dude, by then it was dark out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how in the heck? He's like, I've been doing this a while. So, but hey, I got another topic I want to bring up. I keep getting, and I had another one. It was funny after you mentioned it. It was like the next day. I'm getting a lot of listeners, I'm finding out, in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario.
Oh, okay.
The ridgeline up there, when you cross the International Bridge and you get into Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, as the elevation goes up, because the bowl that we have in downtown Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, kind of shoots over. Sometimes the signal goes over, even though Dell has tweaked some things for us. But I'm getting a lot of listeners listening to the station, listening to the show. They really enjoy the music. I had one, he contacted me after you mentioned it, and he asked me to play a request. He asked me to play a certain song for his wife. And I'm like, we don't offer that service. That's not the kind of programming we use for our music. And he's like, oh, darn. He says, tell Dr. Jeff I said, hey. He says, I listen to him every week, and I get a lot of information from him. But you've actually gotten some customers, some clients, patients from over in Ontario.
Oh, yeah. We're still accepting new clients, new patients. And we see a significant uptake in Canadian customers coming across. We can offer a lot more things here than they can do across the bridge. And from what I'm getting reported back, it seems to be a little bit less expensive, too. Cats and dogs come across the border easily. If dog, you just have to have a rabies certificate. And good idea for the cat to have a rabies certificate, too, because if they're going to stop and question it, it's usually what they're going to be looking for. And I do have people that bring rabbits. I see rabbits from across the border and that. But, yeah, we see quite a bit.
Now, they don't customs doesn't give any problems to the folks transporting rabbits because one of the things I was even having issues with, and especially when I was truck driving down in Florida, they actually have an inspection just past the welcome center where all the trucks that are hauling any kind of foods have to go through the agricultural inspections.
Yeah. Yep.
They don't have any problems with that with the Canadian border regarding considering it maybe an agricultural animal.
Well, once you start getting into that, and that's going to be birds or horses or cattle or things like that, then okay. That can get a little bit more because technically you're going to need an import certificate and whatnot. And if people are bringing that from Canada, I can't from this side write a import for certificate to the United States from Canada from the United States. You know, you would have to have a Canadian vet do that.
Okay.
But we do have a hauling facility, and we have in the past had people bring their horses over for different, x-rays or, lameness evaluations or breeding or things like that. And we do have some stalls, and we're actually working on upgrading our large animal handling facilities here too. So, but if there's any Canadians out there listening, how's it going, eh?
Right.
But yeah, if you want to bring your horse across, you can do it. You just have to have you have to get the certificate from your guy. But
right.
As far as like pets, other than birds, I haven't had too many people report a problem to me.
Any problems? Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
one thing,
rabies certificate.
Right. The rabies certificate is a must.
Yep.
Now, you have, because of farm days and being investing in your new vehicle for the farms and as well as the portable x-ray machines, I was going to say, you don't actually bring the horses in on your table. You're working it out now where you have the large animal stalls in the back, and you actually now use the portable x-ray machine.
Yeah. Yep.
Excellent. Let me see.
Digital.
Yep. Got one more real quick one. Dog will not go outside. So
yeah, it's cold.
Right. Hey, downstate Officer Rick, when I took Frank to Dr. Jeff back in the when he visited you, he said actually there were three or four Canadians waiting with me for your doors to open. So.
Yep.
He's
yep.
confirming a lot of that type of activity. So good. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number, and please store this in your phone. I have gotten so many people on Saturday mornings or Sunday nights that have texted me. 906-635-5910. Again, area code 906-635-5910. Get a hold of Jeff anytime and ask the rest of the questions. Jeff, we appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you later.